This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica moves up 5 places in Forbes Business Report. Senate approves campaign financing bill and Child Development Agency encouraging more Jamaicans to participate in its foster care program. The details after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Jamaica has moved up 5 places to be ranked 59th out of 144 nations in the 2015 Forbes Best Countries for Business report, making it the top country in the Caribbean region to do business. The country moved up from a ranking of 64th in the 2014 report. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller during the recent opening of business process outsourcing BPO company Sutherland Global Services offices in New Kingston. The improved ranking means the country has maintained its number one spot among Caribbean countries, as reflected in last year's report. This performance can be attributed to, among other things, government's passage of new laws to encourage businesses, as well as the general improvement in the macroeconomic environment. Forbes, a leading international business magazine, determined the best countries for business by grading the nations on 11 factors, including property rights, innovation, taxes, technology, corruption, red tape, investor protection, and stock market performance. Each category was weighted equally. A bill outlining how individuals and organizations can contribute to political parties and candidates, among other things, has been passed in the Senate. Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding, who piloted the bill, says it will align Jamaica's electoral practices with those of more developed jurisdictions, as well as foster increased public confidence in the democratic process. The bill, Representation of the People Amendment Act, was passed with 6 amendments.
The rationale for reforming electoral campaign financing is the recognition of the need to bolster the transparency and accountability of elected officials and to reduce corruption and improper influence in public life. Political power must not be bought or sold.
Senator Golding is also urging stakeholders to familiarize themselves with the bill to ensure they understand their legal obligations under the new regime. Prior to the drafting of the bill, the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, ECJ, conducted wide consultations with scores of interest groups and sought feedback from the major political parties. The bill, Representation of the People Amendment Act, was approved by the House of Representatives on December 1 last year. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says Jamaica has been welcoming more visitors than the size of its population, confirming the country's status as one of the elite destinations in the Caribbean. The minister says for the past 2 years, the country has been receiving 2 million stopover visitors and 1.5 million from cruise ships annually, more than the population of over 2.5 million.
Never before have we had investment in tourism as we do now. We've had over 64 billion Jamaican dollars invested in upgrading properties that we had before. But on top of that, we have a lot of new properties coming on stream. Right now in the country, we have over 2,500 new hotel rooms being built.
There are also 7,000 more rooms in the pipeline, including 4,000 to be built in Northwest St. Anne. Dr. McNeill says every effort will be made to ensure benefits from the sector reach communities across Jamaica. And the Child Development Agency, CDA, is encouraging Jamaicans who have the means to participate in its foster care program. This as the country prepares to celebrate Foster Care Recognition Week from Monday, February 7 to Saturday, February 13.
There is close to 4,500 children in state care. Currently, 872 children are in foster care. We recognize that children who live in families do better. So in essence, our foster care program is aimed at providing a nurturing environment for children.
CDA Public Relations Manager Rochelle Dixon. Foster care is a component of the agency's Living and Family Environment Life program, which accounts for a large number of children in state care across the island. The program allows for persons to open their homes to children on a temporary basis, providing them with a stable and nurturing environment which contributes to their holistic development. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.